When people get afraid, their gift is anointed by the wrong spirit. So, you know, you have Elijah in the cave, you know, most profound prophet in his day, you know, believing that he's the only one left. And yet God said, no, there's 7,000 other prophets left. So his word of knowledge just totally sucks when he gets afraid. And he begins to imagine things that aren't real. And so I think that one of the things that all the prophetic people, you know, when somebody who isn't prophetic can't see, gets afraid, you know, they feel things, they feel the emotion of fear. When a prophetic person, when they start to have a bad day, they see it in 3D, full color, HGTV, and they can literally scare the hell right out of themselves by the things that they're seeing. And so they tend to be more demonstrative in their positive, but also in the negative. And I think that's one of the things we're learning. Like, when prophetic people get under fear and that gift gets anointed by the wrong spirit, they can come up with some wild ideas that have nothing to do with God in full cinema color. So I think that that's, you know, part of this challenge.
Also, since we've opened up this whole area, there has been an attitude that has a tendency to creep in, like, you know, I'm a mystic, wow. And so we're trying to dispel that as well. If you know me, or you know that I hate super spiritual. It makes me sick to my stomach. So I'm a supernatural woman. And I tell people all the time, don't forget the natural. Okay, don't be so sickening spiritual. So we're trying to displace, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, you're nothing that big. We're just trying to help you, you know? It's like you are important, but we don't want you to get that attitude like you're the one.